Welcome to this weekly sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Blackrock, Annanbrae. We are continuing our series about how to move forward in our faith by studying Paul's letter to the Philippians in the Bible. In today's sermon, we are reminded that we as Christians are citizens of heaven, and we should then live a life of unity and of service. I pray that you'll be blessed and encouraged to live for Jesus as you listen today. This week we have seen that where you live matters. If you live in Bray, then you're able to be at church this morning. But if you live in Blackrock, then you aren't, and you're having to worship via online. If you live in Wicklow, today you could have a birthday party for a family outside your garden. But if you live in Dublin, you can't. Tomorrow, a lot of people in Bray will be using the opportunity to go to meet their friends in the pub. But if you live in Dublin, then you can't do that. This week, we have seen that where you live matters. This morning, we're going to be looking at Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 through to chapter 2, verse 4. And in these chapters, we are reminded about the difference between being a resident and being a citizen. Because you can be a resident here in Ireland, but your citizenship is in another country. You can live in one place, but for a variety of reasons feel like you don't belong. Sometimes we might live in a place, but we know it's only temporary, and we are looking forward to the day that we can go home. Over the last few weeks at church and here online, we have been looking at this letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Philippi. Philippi was in the Macedonian region of Greece, but Philippi was a Roman colony. The people were residents of Macedonia, but they were citizens of Rome. They lived in Greece, but their way of life was Roman. And they conducted themselves in a way that was fitting to the city of their citizenship, not in the country of their residency. But now that they have become Christians, their spiritual citizenship has changed. Because they have put their faith and their belief in Jesus, in his death and in his resurrection, they have been made citizens of heaven. So Paul writes to them in chapter 1, verse 27, "Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ." What Paul is saying here is that though their residency is still their same, now Jesus is their Lord and not Caesar. So now their way of life should be shaped by the gospel. They should conduct themselves in a way that is fitting to their new spiritual citizenship. It's the same for us, that if we've come to Christ and received his forgiveness and freedom, then by his Spirit, we are made part of God's family, and we too are citizens of heaven. I love where I live, and I am so proud to be Irish. But my identity is not formed in where I'm from, but in where I am going. Paul is writing this letter while he is under house arrest, and he's hoping and praying that soon he will be able to go and visit the Philippians. But even if he can't, then they should live the same way no matter what happens. He doesn't want them to only live as citizens of heaven when he's with them, because they're still citizens of heaven. So they should always live a life that is worthy of the gospel. Paul's lockdown should not stop them living as citizens of heaven. Similarly for us, whether we are together as a church meeting on a Sunday morning, or whether we're separated by lockdown in our individual homes, we should always live a life that brings glory to God. There are two ways in these verses that Paul tells the Philippians and us about how we can live a life that is worthy of the gospel. We can do that by standing together and by serving each other. First, the apostle tells us to stand together. Then, whether I come to see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. Don't be intimidated in any way by your enemies. The Philippian church was under pressure to turn their back on the new way of life they have found in Jesus. And they were afraid of being persecuted. But Paul reminds them that in this fight, their greatest weapon is their unity. You see, the Christian church has always been under attack. Sometimes by an obvious strike, but at other times by a subtle trick. When Paul was first in Philippi, opposition came in the form of beatings by an angry mob. But now the church is threatened by the lies of false teachers. And whether from the push of opposition or the pull of temptation, if you are all by yourself, then it is so much more difficult to stand. But that is why God put us in churches, because together we can stand. It would be so easy at the moment with church life the way it is for us to drift away from each other and from our faith. But today, know that you are a citizen of heaven. And we are going to stand together in this crisis. You are not alone. You are a child of God, and your church family loves you. Citizens of heaven stand together and they serve each other. Paul says, don't be afraid or feel less important by the people on the outside, and don't be proud and feel better than the people on the inside. Listen to chapter 2, verses 3 to 4. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Humility is the key to unity. So often we can come to church with an attitude of putting ourselves at the centre. We come saying, I want my needs to be met. I want everything and everyone to give me a positive experience so that I feel better about myself. But ultimately, that kind of attitude in a church only leads to division. No, if you want to know the true joy of living in the community of God's people, then we need to come to church with an attitude and a desire to serve others. We need to have that mindset of Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This morning, some of us are living in Blackrock, some of us are living in Bray, others are living in different areas. Some of us were born here, others have come from other places to make it our home. We are all different in so many ways, but there is only one Jesus Christ. By faith in him and through his loving sacrifice, he has made us citizens of heaven. This world is full of uncertainty and suffering and evil. But this world is not our home. We are just traveling through because our citizenship, our home, is in heaven. So then let us live a life that is worthy of the gospel by standing together and serving each other. Father God, we thank you that Jesus did nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in a true example of humility, laid down his life for us, so that through him we could be forgiven of all our pride and be freed from all our fears. Today, I put my faith in him. Holy Spirit, comfort me with the knowledge that my name is written in heaven. Assure me that on that day I will be received by Christ and welcomed home. Help me now, as a citizen of heaven, to stand firm, serve faithfully, and to live a life worthy of the gospel for the glory of God. Amen. Thanks for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. For more resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.